Welcome to the Cloud Foundry Morning Edition, Episode 14. I'm Stormy Peters, VP of Technical Evangelism. Good morning, and welcome to the Cloud Foundry Morning Edition, Episode 14. So a lot's been going on just this first month of the year in January. We have signed up a couple of new members of the Cloud Foundry Foundation. I can't tell you who they are because the press releases are about to go out, but stay tuned to welcome them. We opened a new dojo already. So January 22nd, we opened a dojo at the EMC Cambridge offices, and there was a meetup and people talking and food and drinks, and IBM's dojo in Raleigh is coming soon. To give you an idea of things that happen at dojos, for example, at one of the dojos, SAP is leading the Bosch CPI for OpenStack, and they did that after they participated in a Cloud Foundry dojo for the full six-week training period. So people get to that level of commitment. Also, the news we've had, we had a blog article about Dormakaba, one of the Swisscom customers. They're a leading provider of security and access solutions, and they have chosen Cloud Foundry. I gave a talk at Scale last week, which was fun. It was a very beginner talk, and I had a very beginner audience, although I had three people in the audience who turned out to be Cloud Foundry users and developers who did not fess up until it was all over. But they helped me answer questions, so all is good. I missed the Denver meetup and all the other meetups around the world, but the Denver meetup had like 75 people at an intro to Cloud Foundry, so it was kind of an intro month. Maybe it's January. And I realized I forgot to show you guys and gals. One of the Denver meetups, I picked up this handout from ECS where they have a whole bunch of resources and terms for Cloud Foundry. And somewhere on here they even mention the Cloud Foundry Morning Edition. It's kind of cool. Let's see what else has been going on. We launched certification of the code in December, and we're still getting lots of really awesome articles from that. So there's one from Information Week. There's one on Linux.com. I put links to them in the body of this article. But I really liked Sam Ramji's quote on the Information Week article. He ends by saying, "My sense is, over the next couple years, if this rate of adoption continues, instead of saying PaaS, you'll just say Cloud Foundry," which is really awesome. I hope that is true, and we're headed that way. Speaking of articles that have come out, Duncan Nguyen from Pivotal had a book come out. It's Cloud Foundry, the Cloud Native Platform, and it's a free download and a good read. He also gave a keynote at the Cloud Foundry Summit in Shanghai, which we're recording separately to share with you all, so you can get a preview of what he says that in his book. Then we had the CAB call earlier this week, the Cloud Foundry Advisory Board, or last week, and some things that came out of that was things like just reminding everyone that Diego is like officially part of Cloud Foundry now, and you should migrate DEA to Diego, and they had some pointers if you needed help on that. Stark and Wayne wrote, I think it's called Sheed, but it's for pluggable data systems. So they have like a whole bunch of pluggable data systems that you can use through this tool, including S3 blob stores. Not from the CAB, but from this week in Cloud Foundry, they pointed at a plugin written by Josh Crook that lets you download the current droplet for an app to your local file system for troubleshooting. So typically your droplets, your containers would run on the Cloud Foundry instance, but if you're trying to troubleshoot it and you want to download it just like it runs, this plugin will help you do that. And there's also a pointer to a webinar on lessons learned from GE Software, Allstate, Philips, and Mercedes in evaluating Cloud Foundry. So that would be useful to people too. And then in the advisory board meeting, Ted Young talked about adding a volume manager interface in Diego cells so that you could mount external devices inside containers. And they plan to support multiple device managers simultaneously. So as always, when these things are in proposal mode, that's the time to chime in, give your input, get any data that you have. And then I wanted to talk about upcoming talks that are coming up. So I've actually created two mailing lists, which you're all welcome to join. One is the CF speakers. If you go to Cloud Foundry mailing list, one is called CF-speakers. And that's for people that want to give talks, have given talks on Cloud Foundry, and for people looking for those people to give talks. So for example, on that list just recently, someone from Cloudscape 2016, an event that's going to be held in March 8th and 9th in Brussels, was looking for a speaker. And so they posted there in that mailing list. So if you are a speaker looking for speaking opportunities or need a speaker, the CF speakers list is a great place to go. And then there's also a CF meetup organizers list for meetup organizers to share best practices and get to know each other. But back to talks. February 5th, Dr. Max is giving an Abacus talk at Pivotal. It's open to the public. And this Wednesday evening, This Wednesday in London, there's an event called Co-Ed Code, which is to help get more women involved in participating in systems programming and systems infrastructure. So if you are interested in helping get more women involved in our space, that would be a great meetup to go to. If it's successful, they're also looking for people to hold these meetups around the world in different places, because the number of women in systems programming is even less than other types of programming. Then Thursday is the very first New Jersey meetup to be held at the Honeywell offices. They're pretty stoked about that, about not having to go into New York for their meetup. They'll have it in New Jersey. And then February 11th, the London meetup is happening, and they invited a bunch of the speakers from the different summits in Europe and Asia, and they're going to be recording that. So if you can go, I think it'll be a lot of fun. And if you can't make it, they'll all be recorded. And then there is a whole bunch of call for papers, and we would love to see more people talking about Cloud Foundry at more conferences. So I encourage you all to go submit a paper, and even if one of them gets accepted, then you will help spread the word of Cloud Foundry, the open source paths. So GlueCon is coming up. There's no deadline there, just the sooner the better. GopherCon is coming up. Their deadline is January 31st, just passed. So you just missed GopherCon if you didn't submit a talk. OpenStack Summit North America also just passed yesterday, February 1st. I must be a little behind here. EMC World has their deadline February 5th, so get on it soon because that's like Friday, I think. And then ApacheCon Big Data, that conference has called for papers. It's open now and closes February 12th, so next Friday. And then DockerCon, its call closes March 31st, and LinuxCon closes April 26th. So not counting the ones that were closed, that's four conferences you could submit talks to right now. I'm sure there's others. Feel free to send them to me. I'm also going to send them to the speakers list. So get out there and spread the word about Cloud Foundry. This is Cloud Foundry Morning Edition, and I'm Stormy Peters, VP of Technical Evangelism. We'll talk to you next week.